And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The New Year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Two San Diego-based U.S. Marines are now under investigation for a recent video that appears to show them in blackface. The video was originally posted on Snapchat and then went viral on Twitter. In the video, the Marines are wearing black charcoal face cleansing masks and one is heard saying what sounds like the word blackface. The Marines are with the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing based at MCAS Miramar. Smartphones and SUVs are being blamed for pedestrian deaths climbing to their highest rates since 1990. A study out this morning from the Governor's Highway Safety Association says more than 6,200 pedestrians were killed in 2018, up from 4,100 in 2009. The report says a rise in SUV sales means pedestrians who are hit are more likely to die or suffer life-threatening injuries. And the report says people being distracted by their smartphones and not being focused on the road are another big factor. And more Americans are falling behind on their vehicle payments. A new report by the credit reporting firm Experian showing the percentage of auto loans late for over 60 days slightly higher in the fourth quarter of 2018 than it was a year before. Experian says the percentage of car loan delinquencies has been trending up for the past few years, but late payment rates are still well below the record set in 2009. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome, my friends, to this very special edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program bringing you the exclusive interviews firsthand with our country's most admired and successful entrepreneurs, CEOs, and acclaimed individuals. And one of the great benefits of joining us every week is you get the chance to gain some wisdom directly from those who have done it. Those who have been through the trenches, often starting out with absolutely nothing more than a little seed money and a lot of guts, vision, and tenacity, and the courage to believe in themselves when everyone around them may have laughed, or maybe they said, you're never going to make it. So if you're trying to get a business off the ground and people are telling you you can't pull it off, I'll let you in on a little secret. Most of those people probably don't have the guts to go try it themselves. Only listen to those who are successful and have accomplished the goals that you now aspire to, because they are your source for sage advice. Okay, I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. You know, let me tell you about our guest today. Tom Golisano started out exactly as I just described. As a young man with an idea and a dream who followed that vision when he was told it wouldn't fly. And today, as the founder and chairman of Paychex, he is now one of the most successful and admired entrepreneurs in America. Let's get a chance to visit with Tom and hear part of his story through and the journey of his life. Let's welcome our guest, Tom Golisano. Tom, welcome to our show and Legends of Success.
Real pleasure to be here, John.
Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, Tom. You know, I want to share a few things with the folks before we talk to you about a little bit of history. You know, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you some recent recognitions that Tom Golisano and Paychex has earned. Forbes magazine said Paychex is one of the best managed companies in America. Fortune magazine, Paychex is one of the most admired companies in America. Fortune magazine again this year said that Paychex is one of the best companies to work for in America, and this year Forbes magazine, for the third year in a row, said Tom Golisano is one of the best CEOs in America who's delivered shareholder value. And I've got similar accolades from Business Week, Chief Executive Magazine, Wall Street Journal. And I've got one question for you, Tom, before we get into this. I also looked at Forbes, and I looked at the highest paid CEOs in America. I looked at the top 500. You're way down, like number 455, when you easily could put yourself up much higher. Why haven't you taken more?
Well, I'm afraid I'm out of the school that says, I think in many cases, corporate executives have taken advantage of their company by paying them what I would consider to be excessive salaries. I think that one of the things that our shareholders have enjoyed over the years is the fact that, yes, they do have a significant position in Paychex stock, and that's what literally drives me and the organization day to day, and that I haven't overwhelmed myself, if you can use that word, with excessive compensation either in the form of options or salary or bonuses. I think we have taken a very conservative approach, and that's what earned us some of the recognitions that you just talked about. The fact that I think in the last 5 years, we've been in the top five companies every year for shareholder return versus CEO compensation.
That's really commendable, especially in this day and age when the microscope is on. No one's fooling anybody out there, and if they are, they're getting found out too soon, or not soon enough, maybe. But, you know, Tom, you've got a fabulous story. You've got the type of what I call Horatio Alger story that our listeners love, and I know you've got some wisdom. And before we go back to see where Tom Golisano started out, give our listeners maybe 60 seconds. Paint a present-day picture of Paychex for those that aren't familiar with your company.
Surely. Paychex today is a provider of not only payroll processing services, but all kinds of human resource services, things like workers' compensation plans, 401k plans, flexible spending accounts, cafeteria plans, and so forth. The market we serve is generally employers that have 1 to 1,000 employees, and currently we have over 500 to 5,000 clients across the United States. We recently opened up a presence in Germany. We expect to expand through Western Europe over the next 5 to 10 years. We're very excited about that opportunity. The company did a little over $1.3 billion in revenue last year and had a profit over $300 million. We have approximately 10,000 employees. 2,000 of them are based in Rochester, New York. The rest are based out across the United States of America.
That's a fantastic picture. And, you know, when you look back, I believe, straighten me out if I'm wrong here, but you're the same place you started out in your childhood, aren't you, Tom?
Yes. I was born in Rochester, New York. I still live in Rochester, New York, and it's my primary residence, and it's the corporate headquarters for Paychex. Yeah.
They must love you in Rochester.
Well, some days they seem to, and other days it depends on what the stock did that particular day.
Yeah. Well, I really do admire. You know, I tell listeners, I tell my friends, I'm the biggest fan of my own show. Not listening to me, but listening to my guests. So this is a real treat for me today, as well as our listeners. Let's go back to the beginning, Tom. You grew up. You were born in Rochester. You grew up there. Was your family financially well off, and what was it like as a kid?
Actually, they weren't. As a matter of fact, when I was a teenager going to high school in the community here, my father had to claim bankruptcy,
And, of course, that was a very discouraging and disappointing moment in my life. But at the same time, it sort of drove me at later times to make sure that myself and my family and everybody around me was going to be as economically secure as they could. I think I knew I wanted to become an entrepreneur as young as early days in college. I just didn't think I fit into a general corporate environment as an employee. And I was always intrigued by the fact of being able to accomplish the things that I set out for myself to accomplish, my own goals, and be in a creative mode where I could, you know, create opportunity for myself and those around me, rather than depending on the corporate environment to create that for me. So I always seemed to have that bent towards entrepreneurism. And when I got out of college, I went to a two-year school in upstate New York, took business management. When I got out of college, I had a series of two-year jobs, and working for a bank, and then sales for a company called Burroughs Corporation. And then I went to work for a payroll processing company called Electronic Accounting Systems here in Rochester.
Before we get right into there, because I think there's a couple of compelling points. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But when you go back, I just want to cover one point, Tom. When your father went bankrupt, and then we'll catch up here, do you remember specifically your worst, darkest hour, and specifically how that affected your life?
Well, I think there were two things. I think the first one was I remember when the man came to cut the car because the car payments were not being made, and, you know, he came and demanded the keys and drove away with the car. I mean, that leaves a shocking impression on you, believe me. And secondly, my father then went to work for an organization who shall remain nameless, where, you know, here's a gentleman, and he was in his early 60s, and he was just treated terribly.
Really?
By the management of that organization, and I was a direct witness of that chastisement, if you want to use that word. And I felt so bad about it, and it just, I said, if I ever get in a position, I will never treat employees the way my father was treated. So those two things had a major impact on sort of my psyche going forward.
Did you ever, I guess it's tough for a kid. I mean, when you looked at your father, were you still proud of him but tough to believe in him when he went through those worst times? How did that affect you?
My father was the type of gentleman you could do nothing but love him. He was a gentle soul. He was always very kind to me. He was always very supportive. As a matter of fact, in the early days of Paychex, until he was 81 years of age, he was delivering payrolls here in the Rochester community, and he was so proud of what we had accomplished, even though it was in the early days of Paychex.
You know, and I tell you what, I commend him. Not a lot of fathers can be proud or show that they're proud of their sons if they didn't make it themselves. And we've seen this time and time again. I know Jerry Lewis went through that. He was a guest on the show, and he alluded to it that his father, Danny, always wanted to be successful. He didn't pull it off the way he wanted. And when Jerry became a big success, I think it was tough on his father. You know, we get back in a second, Tom. We're going to find out exactly that first job. You alluded to electronic accounting systems. And, folks, you plan to go in business if you never dream to go in business. You got to hear this story. This is one of the best. This is pure Americana. Tom Golisano is the founder and chairman of Paychex, starting out with his own idea, bucking the system of the current trend, and coming up with a vision and never giving up, place this man as one of the most admired and successful CEOs in America today. Stick around. We'll be right back. I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way...
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan, and I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to RunTheRaceMovie.com.
You're listening to WHCR DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staff and solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, we're honored to invite and welcome Tom Golisano, the founder and chairman of Paychex Corporation. I got to tell you, folks, this is pure Americana. Here's a man that started out, he stuck to it, he never gave up, he had a vision, and he didn't let others around him try to discourage him. And in the previous segment, we just talked about he did not come from a wealthy family. He watched his father go through bankruptcy. He literally watched him come and take the car. He never lost respect for his father, but that sure made an impression on him. So he went through, got a good education. So let's go to the 1960s. Tom, tell us about one of your first jobs, electronic accounting systems.
Yeah, so it was in the late 60s, and I had taken a job with this company who did payroll preparation for larger companies, generally 50 to 500 or 1,000 employees. And their mentality at the time was the larger the number of employees, the more pleased you are to have a client and potential prospect. And I became a salesperson and then a sales manager for the company. And I just one day I was driving down the street and thinking about my payroll processing world and looking at businesses, and I realized, you know, it seems like most businesses in this country have less than 50 employees. So I went to the library one day and sort of confirmed that fact and found out that 98% of the businesses literally in the United States of America have less than 100 employees, and 94% have less than 50 employees. And nobody had come up with a payroll product that was relevant to that size employer, the 1 to 50 employees. So I started thinking about it, and I came up with three, I guess you'd call fairly creative ideas relative to the product and the pricing, and if you want, I'd be glad to go over those things very, very quickly.
Yeah, this is your success model, correct?
Right. Okay, the first one basically, John, was payroll processors back in 1970, when a client was ready to process their payroll, they would have to fill out a very complex computer input sheet relative to hours worked, change in deductions, change in marital status, and it took a fairly technical person to be able to comply and cope with the intricacies of the computer input sheet. And then also we had to physically pick it up, or the client had to mail it. I came up with the idea, why don't we have clients give us their information right over the telephone? And a typical, and our average size client today has about 14 employees. A typical 14-person payroll takes about 2 or 3 minutes on the phone to transmit the information verbally to a professional on our end of the line. The great thing about it is the client doesn't have to learn how to do anything. Can call in their payroll from any place on the earth, and it's just very convenient and very easy and also very economical because we wouldn't have to pick up the data.
Sure.
The second thing, which was also quite unique at the time, was, you know, being an employer in the United States of America is pretty complex. For example, if you have five employees in a company in New York State, you have a minimum of 48 or 49 payroll tax returns and payments that must be paid every year. And the fines for noncompliance are quite severe. So consequently, it's quite an administrative burden to be an employer in the U.S., particularly some of our larger states. So I said, as part of the service, let's not only do the payroll checks and the management reports and so forth, let's also do all the mandated federal and state payroll tax returns and payments for the client. And then the third thing was, we had to charge a price that smaller employers would be willing to pay. Think of this in $1970. Minimum charge for doing payroll processing back then was like $24 a pay period, even if you had one or two employees. Let me contrast that today with where the minimum charge is about $10.
Wow.
And this is in $2004, not in $1970. So it's economically, it was quite a difference.
Sure.
So I went to the management of this company that I was working for, and I said, look, there is a whole new market we can go after. And I was willing to do it as an employee. And I think we could turn it into a significant enterprise, particularly when you look at the number of small businesses in the United States of America, and nobody was focused on that market.
And how old were you at this time, Tom?
I was 30.
Okay, okay. So what happened?
I went to them and laid it all out, and the response back very quickly was, no, I don't think we're interested. And one of their rationales was they didn't think the certified public accountants of the world would appreciate paychecks or their company doing payroll tax returns. And I said quite the opposite. I think most practicing CPAs would like an organization like ours to do payroll tax returns for their clients. In any event, they said no. I thought about it for about three more months, went back into them and laid out the program again, hoping they would change their mind. They didn't. And 2 weeks later, I resigned and started the company called Paychecks.
Boy, didn't that take some guts?
Well, here were my resources.
Okay.
I had $3,000 in cash.
Right.
And I had three credit cards. I used the $3,000 to send out direct mail in the Rochester community. And I was hoping to get about 60 or 70 clients from that direct mailing. I think I got six or seven.
Oh, boy.
And we went through the $3,000 very quickly. So then there was a period of three to four years of, you know, beg, borrow, and that other thing just to survive. And they were very tough years. Fortunately, I had a very supportive spouse, and she did have a job, which helped. But it was like living on the edge for about 4 years. I even had friends that came in and bought my lunch for me because they knew I was in dire straits.
I was going to say, how bad did it get? When you went home at night, obviously you must have had a very supportive wife, as you just mentioned, but how tough did it go home at night? Did you have sleepless nights? Did you go to sleep and wake up in sheer fear, actually?
Well, I don't know if I'd use the words that strongly, but there's no question it, you know, really works on you, and it's always very concerning, and you do wake up in the night thinking about it, and you do wonder where your next meal is going to come and if you're going to be able to pay your bills. On the other side of that coin, John, the fact that I knew or believed in what I was doing,
yes,
and that it was going to work, and it was just a matter of time, that was a great reliever of the pressure, if you will. And that gave us the stamina to stay with it.
That is a heck of a point, and I wanted to ask you, okay, Tom, all entrepreneurs in the world, before they're successful, and even during their success, they have an inner voice that's talking to them. When things were the toughest for you, you shot your cash, you were wondering where your next meals sometimes were coming from, correct?
Yes.
What did Tom Golisano's inner voice tell him?
Well, my inner voice said stay with it. You had a steady flow, or we had a steady flow of new clients. And it was just a matter for us to continue that sales cycle that we were going through and be able to stick with it and not get to a point where we couldn't afford, you know, to eat or to live or whatever, but just stay with it because we knew we were putting on clients at a rate that eventually we were going to be okay. But it was tough.
It must have been tough. There were a lot of people try to discourage you at the time, say, Tom, just check out and get a real job.
Actually, most of the discouragement came before I started. They didn't really think there was a market for this. But as time went on, some of those doubters became real believers. And, of course, I'll tell you very personally, one of my best cheerleaders was my sister. I have a sister that's 13 years older than me. And she was a cheerleader all the way. In fact, when things got really, really desperate, it's her financial assistance that saved me. And my sister was a widow with three children, had a very limited income. And but she had so much faith in me, and I can tell you quite honestly, John, herself and her children are significant paycheck shareholders today because of what she did for us.
God bless you. That's wonderful. And, you know, later we get into this program, folks. Remember, this is a great, pure Americana story, and later on we're going to talk about just what you heard Tom Golisano is alluding to. Tom, I've done some research, and I happen to know you are very big in giving back and helping people to this day, and I think you dedicate a good part of your life doing nothing but giving back. Am I correct?
Well, certainly I've been in a position to have the resources to help certain organizations in this community in Western New York, and that's been a very gratifying part of what I've done relative to paychecks, that it's allowed me also to assist these other organizations that perform very important functions in our community. One of them is the local Children's Hospital.
God bless you.
I gave a significant amount of money to them several years ago so that they could build a new wing and a new emergency department and a new cardiac area. And I bet I get between one and two letters a week or phone calls from parents of children that have gone through the Children's Hospital, have received, in their opinion, a miracle in success and service, and they want to call me or write me a note and tell me about it. And I can't tell you how gratifying it is.
Tom, when you compare the thrill of success, which you're going to get back here, get back on track with that for a moment, when you compare the absolute thrill of success when you knew you're really making it versus getting one of those letters, how do you contrast the two or compare them?
Well, I'll tell you, you can't. It's very difficult for me to separate them, John. I mean, I couldn't make the contribution without the success level of paycheck. And being able to make the contribution and help all these people is just absolutely, totally gratifying.
Well,
so one sort of feeds on the other, and obviously I couldn't do the second without the success of paycheck.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to the exclusive interview with Tom Golisano, one of America's most admired CEOs. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
Helping millions of Americans retire on their time.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight back to the United States ahead of schedule after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends without the two leaders reaching a deal to end the North's nuclear weapons program. The president saying as he leaves Vietnam,
basically they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
Economic growth in the United States in the fourth quarter of 2018 coming in better than expected. The Commerce Department says the GDP rose 2.6%. Analysts were expecting to see growth of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. Meanwhile, more Americans are filing for unemployment benefits as the Labor Department says there were 225,000 first-time claims last week, up from 216,000 the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381.
1-800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The most original success stories in America with our country's greatest entrepreneurs, billionaires, and acclaimed individuals. They are the legends of success. Once again, here's your host, John Resnick.
Tom Golisano is my guest today. I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success. Tom has received accolades from Fortune magazine, Forbes magazine, Business Week, Wall Street Journal, and deservedly so. He is one of the most admired executives in America today. We're talking to the founder and chairman of Paychex. You know, Tom, coming back from the last break, we're talking about your first location. You went against the grain of your employer. You started your own business. You saw a niche market on the under 50 served and payroll processing, and that first year was pretty tough. How did you then get off the ground and add locations, and did you bring in stakeholders? How did it all take place?
Well, I think we ended up being in a very unique situation, John. After the thing had been operating here in Rochester for 3 or 4 years, one day an employee of the company I used to work for walked into my door and said, Tom, it looks like, you know, it looks like you're surviving and you're going to make it. And he says, I like the concept too. Is there any way that we could go in together in a different city? Mm-hmm. And I thought for a few minutes and I said, well, let's go 50-50 partnership in Syracuse, New York. And he thought that was a good idea, and we did it. A few months later, an employee of a client walked in the door. I didn't know him very well, but I liked what I had seen of him, and said, Tom, this is a terrific service. He says, I want to go to another part of the country and start one. And I said, Chuck, where do you want to go? And he said, Miami, Florida. And I said, really? I said, Chuck, I'd be willing to go into a partnership with you in Miami. And he thought for a moment, and he says, you know, Tommy, I don't really want to be your partner, but I'll be your franchisee. Set me up as a franchise. I thought about that and decided, okay, I'll do it. After I got these two individuals established, I decided what a way to build a national organization. In the next 4 years, I ended up with 6 franchise relationships and 11 50-50 partnership relationships. 17 different individuals. All but one lived in Rochester, New York. They all moved to a different part of the country. We trained them in Rochester before they left, and they established a payroll processing operation in their respective cities.
What a growth.
We functioned that way until late 1978.
Up until 78. Now say until 1978. Somewhere you went IPO, and I think that was the early 80s, correct?
Yeah. Now, the next step in our history was actually I woke up one day and I said, boy, I got 17 of these partners and franchisees, and we've really done a good job. We're operating in 22 cities.
Wow.
And we did this in just about 4 years. But there were some issues, John. Issues of liquidity, issues of financial strength, issues of different ambition levels, and so forth, and skill set level. So I got the idea that maybe this would be a great opportunity to combine these now 18 corporations into one. We'd all become employees and shareholders, and we would work towards a much larger goal. Well, when I first proposed this, of course, everybody looked at me like I was, what are you doing to us now?
No vision.
You told us you wanted us to be entrepreneurs. Now you want us to now form a larger company and all become employees. I said, yes, but we could do so much more if we do it.
Yes, absolutely.
For example, open up more locations, build a much stronger sales force, and do that for about 3 years, and then the next 2 years focus on profitability, and then we would be in a position to either sell the company or make it a public corporation. Well, I took the group down to the Bahamas in February, so it was an easier sale, and they, all 17 of them, agreed to go in with me. They made me president and chairman. And we became one company in 1979. We set out on our 5-year goal, just as I outlined it. And in August 1983, we became a public corporation.
That's a pretty amazing story, because you started out as a solo entrepreneur. You added managers or maybe partners, franchisees. Was it tough shifting your responsibility from your, say, core competencies to then becoming a management? Was that a challenge?
Yes. You know, there were so many challenges to it. When we consolidated, for example, you know, I had people that all were presidents of their own company.
Sure.
They wanted to be, and now they were becoming vice presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a psyche issue. Some of them had to report to people that were their peers just a few days ago.
That's a tough transition, isn't it, Tom?
It was a very tough transition. And then third, we had to have management reports comparing branches to branches.
Oh, boy.
Now all of a sudden there was a status of who was doing the best job and who was doing the worst job.
Sure.
And that was tough for them all to deal with. But we hung in there for the five-year period, and then with the public offering, in 83, it was like, okay, we delivered this commitment we had made to each other, and it gave us, all of us, you know, financial and economic freedom to go on with the rest of their lives. And, you know, some people obviously stayed. Some people retired early. Some people started other entrepreneurial activities. It's interesting today, this all happened in 1979. Today, 25 years later, I'm the last person in the company out of the original 18.
Is that correct? Wow. And let me ask you this. When you went from a privately held company, obviously there was a culture. Then comes a transition to becoming a CEO of a public company. Isn't this, Tom, where a lot of the scandals we hear about run into trouble? They cannot adapt to the culture of private to public.
Well, there's no question that's an issue, and the way we looked at it, we thought with the day we became public corporation, it was a new responsibility. It was a whole new level of responsibility. And sometimes I think CEOs get fall into the trap, say, well, gee, we just went public, we're done, we made it, we don't have to work hard anymore. Well, quite frankly, it's more the opposite. I like the public route for visibility and marketing.
Sure.
I like the public route for the ability to attract employees, because the perception is that you're a more stable organization, you're going to be around longer than a privately held company. And third, and the biggest advantage, of course, is liquidity for your shareholders, and liquidity at a rate that they can choose the speed to which they liquefy. In other words, they could choose not to be a seller, they could choose to be a big seller, or something in between. And the ones that stay on as shareholders, they can watch their investment grow. And to me, that's the best of all worlds. They have that kind of freedom. But you have to accept the fact this is a new sense of responsibility, and you got a lot of people watching you. And I don't quite personally think that's bad. I think it also helps, actually, in the management process.
Well, that's pretty good, especially if you want to be accountable. And these days, there's so many people that aren't. And, you know, it's interesting, as you start looking at the transition and the history of so many of these businesses, you started out, when we get back from the break, I want to ask you about this. You started out with one specific model, and you resisted the temptation to diversify for a number of years. And we get back, I'm going to ask you, Tom, what finally inspired you to make that decision to start diversifying your products and services? Because you held out for a long time, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Okay. We're really intrigued today with a fascinating and candid discussion with Tom Golisano, one of the most admired business leaders in America today, as chronicled by Fortune, Wall Street Journal, Forbes for many years. When we get back, we're going to hear the next transition of how this company really took off. I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success.
Experts agree, for retirement success, you must have enough income. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we utilize strategies that pay. By performing an asset reset, we reposition portfolios built around income. If you're actively saving, have $150,000 with big plans for more, and want to learn how to generate income for retirement,
call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234, to speak to an income specialist, 866-913-1234.
To learn how to transform your risky Wall Street portfolio into sustained retirement income,
call 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And I mean, There's a powder room. You can sit there and do your makeup.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
These are the stories and strategies of America's greatest entrepreneurs. They are the legends of success. Once again, here's your host, John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. My guest today, our guest today, Tom Golisano, the founder and chairman of Paychex, one of the leading payroll systems and so many other diversifications that they now provide to small businesses, a niche that when Tom started this business, everybody ignored. And, you know, let's go back to that for a second, Tom. For many years, you stayed with one single business model. You didn't diversify. You resisted the temptation. Tell me about that. And then how did you decide to branch out into other services?
That's a good point, John. We decided that we were going to expand geographically rather than product-wise. And the reason for it is we had a formula that we know worked. We knew that if we had a certain number of clients in any market, that we were going to be profitable in the level of that profitability. And when there were so many large markets in the U.S. that we could take Paychex to, today we're in over 103 cities. We thought we would be absolutely foolish if we started tinkering around with that model when we knew we had such a big opportunity in front of us just in payroll processing. But as the years went by, something else started to happen that influenced us, and that the government, federal government, more than the state, started adding things to the employer-employee relationship that were making it more complex for the employers and could be a real opportunity for us as a service provider. For example, things like flexible spending accounts or cafeteria plans, 401k plans, things like ERISA and COBRA and TEFRA. These are all things that added to the complexity of being an employer in the United States and at the same time created a lot of benefits for employees. But at the same time, we needed a processing or administrative process to handle these new complexities. So we had this client base of several hundred thousand companies across the U.S., and these new programs came along. And now we thought the time was perfect for us to get into these areas. Because first of all, the federal government had heightened awareness about them. Companies were starting to buy these services, and if you were doing the payroll, who would be in a better position to be a 401k service provider or a provider of workers' compensation insurance than the company that's doing the payroll? So consequently, we were able to go out to create these products and go out to existing clients and sell them these new services. And because we were doing the payroll for these companies, we became the low-cost provider and, more importantly, the most efficient and most accurate provider of anybody out there.
Boy, what timing that is. And I'll tell you, it's all in the timing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
That's awesome. Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental
illness? Where a lot of
Hunterdon is the locally affiliated.
I've heard folks coming from Connecticut
on mental illness.
That's amazing.
All volunteers.
Long Island.
All our programs are free.
York, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Maryland.
We offer family to family, a 12-week course for families.
Anywhere you can get to an adult member with a mental
illness.
That's amazing.
Another popular program.
So you have that
in
the afternoon.
Are there also ability for other folks
discuss their challenges and their progress?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people kind of get
another course we offer is basically a six-week course.
But every day, along with the
adolescent, these experience
filled with cars.
We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month.
And then
please call Mommy Hunter at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join Mommy Hunter.
Various sizes.
The house actually changes really daily because the house count can fluctuate.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We want to buy this stuff. So.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos, and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
Our guest today is Tom Golisano, telling us the fascinating life story of how he started out with an idea and built a billion-dollar business pretty much with all integrity and doing things that were out of the box. And so your diversifications we just mentioned before that real quick break, tell us about that diversification. What, is it all timing when you diversify, the timing of – because everyone says, well, it's all timing and luck.
Well, I think the opportunity became more apparent to us, as I said, as the federal government started introducing these new programs into the employer-employee relationship. And it didn't take us long to listen to our sales organization and say, hey, companies are talking about 401k plans. Why aren't we providing them? Or companies are complaining about the workers' compensation insurance situation. Why aren't we providing those services or cafeteria plans and so forth? So we started listening to our sales organization, and one by one we started adding these products. The great thing about our world, when we add a new service or a new product, it doesn't take a huge financial investment. Yes, we do some computer software work and dedicate people
doing that in the morning.
But we don't have to build huge factories, that type of thing, and create inventories. We just start doing it one day, even if it's on a very non-automated basis.
Yeah. You know,
it just worked out so well with, for example, with 401K, then we moved on to cafeteria plans and then employee handbooks, et cetera.
But what you did, you know, going back to a Harvard study, and actually when you look at it, it's pretty logical, that in the links of the chain of a successful business, if not the most difficult step is distribution. Once you built your pipeline and had distribution, why not stuff it with other services that you're competent in?
That's exactly right, John. And you can't imagine, maybe you can imagine, we probably get two phone calls a week from an organization that has what they think are great products and services, but have no way to distribute them.
Incredible.
And we look at them with a very discerning eye, and we have made our decisions as to which ones we're going to get involved with and which ones we don't. But we realize the value of that distribution system and that sales organization.
You know, I don't want to inspire competition for paychecks, but really when you think about it, what percentage of the market have you penetrated, and who's your biggest competitor?
With 505,000 clients, we have about 6.5% of the marketplace that we are offering services to. The industry as a whole has about 15% of the market, and our largest competitor is automatic data processing.
ADP. So what we're really saying here, that in your wildest dreams, you've passed $1 billion in revenue, correct?
Correct.
Passed $1 billion. Your biggest competitor is ADP, and combined, you've only penetrated 15% of the marketplace.
Yeah, which means it's still a huge, wide-open opportunity for both organizations and potentially others.
Well, you know, maybe that's another opportunity. Somebody wants to start a business like that, build it up, and maybe flip it back to you guys.
It's happened before.
Let me ask you, there's a lot of people listening right now who are picking up some sage advice from you. If they ask you directly, if they could see you face-to-face and say, Tom, what advice do you have for me? I'm having a tough time. I know I got a great idea. I'm trying to build a business. What advice that you've learned for others that you could offer?
Well, I not only learned this from my own personal involvement, but I've also invested in several other businesses, John. And I think if there's one thing I've observed, the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make is that they always initially overestimate the sales activity they're going to have. I think a lot of entrepreneurs get caught up in the glory of it, and they think that just by hanging up their shingle and starting to offer a product that the world's going to come to them. And it just doesn't work that way. It takes a lot of time and perseverance, sales skills, and so forth to get it to happen. And, of course, what happens if you overestimate your sales activity, chances are you're going to run into a cash flow problem.
Yes, you know
that's where most entrepreneurs fall apart.
Well, I've heard so many times, plan on it taking twice as long and at least 200% of the capital you envision.
I would stand behind that philosophy that you just espoused 100%.
It's pretty accurate, isn't it? It's usually twice the cash and twice the time.
Yeah, it never comes as fast as you think it's going to. And it's, you know, sometimes very discouraging and disappointing. But if you believe in what you're doing and you can push away the clouds that influence your judgment in a bad way. Mm-hmm. See the thing for really what it is, and you think it will work, and that stay with it.
Tom, tell me about a couple of the founding principles that you, Tom Golisano, has always stood for individually and with Paychex. What makes Tom Golisano who you are?
Well, if there's one thing that I have preached and tried to live by since day one, is an organization, a company, has three masters. First master is your clients. They provide your revenue and your ability to operate. The second master you have to provide to your employees a good place to work. There has to be job opportunity and job satisfaction. And the third master an organization or company has to serve, of course, is the owners or shareholders. And they deserve a decent rate of return.
You bet.
So we try to keep those things balanced so that all of us can win.
Yes, everyone's stakeholder. And again, the importance, Tom, if you could sum that up in about a minute and a half, the importance of giving back with integrity all the way through the process, but especially once you've won the game.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of aspects to that. I could give you some of the trite ones. Well, you can't take it with you, so why not put it to work? Second, giving it away is a lot more fun than earning it, and a lot more gratifying than earning it. And those two trite expressions are generally true. But do you remember back in the old days there used to be a football game on at the end of the college football season? It's called the Shriners game in Chicago, and they had a saying. And that saying was, strong legs run so that weak legs can walk. And I really believe that's what we're all about as human beings.
It's different to have those.
Boy, that's great. And what, as far as looking forward, that was great sage advice. What are your biggest strategic challenges for Paychex moving forward?
Well, I think moving over to another country and internationally is going to be very interesting. I don't think it's going to be a huge challenge, but we're certainly going to have to go through a learning curve. And when we look at Western Europe, as far as payroll processes is concerned, it looks like the United States looked about 25 years ago. In other words, wide open opportunity and everybody avoiding the low end of the market.
Well, that'll give you a second wind. You can't slow down. But I want to thank you so much, Tom. You know, I say this so often. Our time ran short. I would love to have you come back and revisit us. And I just thank you for being so giving on behalf of all our listeners.
I enjoyed it, John, immensely.
I want to thank Laura Saxby Lynch and Becky Kania from Paychex. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original and exclusive success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
This is Ethan Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
That is intangible.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light?
Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service.
Other than the theater, we don't always have shows every night for the week, so that leaves it open to local.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
A second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends ahead of schedule, with no agreement reached between the two on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
It's a process and it's moving along, but we just felt it wasn't appropriate to sign an agreement today.
The ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Jim Jordan, says yesterday's hearing featuring Michael Cohen was not really about finding facts.
This is step one in the Democrats' crazy efforts to impeach the President of the United States.
Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, headed to prison for lying to Congress today behind closed doors with members of the House Intelligence Committee. Economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2018 comes in better than expected. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un have met once again in Hanoi, Vietnam, to talk about getting rid of Pyongyang's nuclear program. A journalist asked Kim whether he's confident of the prospects of an agreement. He said through an interpreter that it's too early to tell.
But I wouldn't say that I'm pessimistic.
President Trump said the speed of denuclearization is not that important to him.
I think very importantly, the relationship is, just very strong.
The political operative at the center of the disputed North Carolina congressional election has been arrested. Leslie McRae Dowless is facing charges related to his work in 2016 and 2018 elections. Among other things, he's accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots at last fall's 9th congressional district election that was apparently won by a Republican. The North Carolina State Election Board has now ordered a new election. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Apple is laying off nearly 200 people in its self-driving car program. The tech giant announcing the layoffs will affect 8 different Apple facilities near its headquarters in Cupertino, California. Despite the layoffs, Apple appears to be still ramping up its self-driving car project. In a filing just a few weeks ago, the company said it's logged nearly 80,000 miles of testing in California last year. The Supreme Court is sending an Alabama death penalty appeal back to a lower court. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, joining with the 4 liberal justices in telling a state court to reconsider its ruling because Vernon Madison now suffers from dementia and claims he can no longer remember the crime that put him on death row. States are prohibited from executing prisoners whose mental states prevent them from understanding their punishment. And the FBI says it's recovered nearly 2,000 bones believed to have been taken from ancient Native American burial sites at a missionary's home in rural Indiana. The FBI's art crime